This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alex Jones filing a emergency on the road report as I'm driving into the office to get ready for today's radio show, 4 to 6 p.m. This is the most intense, important alert I've ever put out. I was sure of this last week. I contacted the proper parties. I have run this intel up a lot of important informed flagpoles. And they all concurred that there is a plan, which we now see is quite evident, to try to steal the election from the American people and Donald J. Trump. Now, I'm the fellow that warned everybody they'd try to steal it in the primary. They did it. I'm the fellow that told people Hillary would try to steal it in the general election. She did, but the tsunami election was so big that they failed. Now we've got them with multiple electors saying that they're not going to go for Trump. And we had Hillary do these recounts through her surrogate minion, Jill Stein, and it only got him hundreds of thousands more votes per state where they did it, showing Hillary had been stealing, proving Trump's point that he had millions of votes that were taken from him with illegals and folks voting in the names of dead people. Now, 3 weeks ago, they come out with this secret intelligence report that Obama talks about and claimed that the Russians were manipulating the election. Now, remember, there was no such thing as election fraud, but we had to have the feds take it over because of the Russian threat. Now, earlier this week, the Washington Post came out and said the Russians hacked the election, but then they were forced to come out and say, we have no evidence for that, we just made it up. They had to retract. That was on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, the Obama administration comes out with some fraction or some rogue element of the CIA and says, ladies and gentlemen, we have evidence, but we can't show it to you, that the Russians basically interfered in the election. And then I called everybody and I said, look, I called them on Friday and I called the folks you can imagine I called. And I said, you watch, they're going to roll out a bunch of leftist CIA people like Bob Baer. Sure enough, he surfaced on Saturday on CNN. And they're going to call for a new election to be held. So everything they're doing is to undermine this landslide, because he's appointing a bunch of patriots, a bunch of anti-globalists. They are really, really upset. They're really scared the stock market's up. They're scared he's already acting like commander-in-chief before he even gets into office. Bringing all these jobs back. In the interest of time, I won't go over all of it. Carrier and the $50 billion from Japan and the $10 billion on new steel jobs and on and on and on. And confidence already being way up. So they're panicking. But they're arrogant. And it's the CIA that's become a rogue government, even according to JFK. Hell, Eisenhower said that. The CIA had only been around a few years whenever Harry Truman said we should have never created it. Under the National Security Act, it basically operates on its own. It's the biggest intelligence agency out there. And it's got a whole bunch of different factions. And Obama has his lapdogs that come and give him his briefings. So we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. He can go pick whoever he wants to listen to, and all these little analyst groups. Just like Bush, George W. created the Office of Special Plans inside the Pentagon to make up stuff about WMDs in Iraq. It's the same story. Same you-know-what, just a different rear end it came out of. So they come out, you can't see the report, but oh my gosh, here it is, and now let's have a new election. Now a lot of people say, oh, Trump has too much support, they won't get away with it. It's not just meant to delegitimize. Here's the big red alert. I'm telling you, this is done to trigger COG and other systems where they can try to get quasi-rogue groups to believe they've got legal standing to try to basically take out Trump the minute he doesn't accept some call for some new commission to look at it and decide whether, say, in 6 months there's got to be new elections. They know there's been a counter coup to try to take the country back. They were afraid that it might be deadlocked and that, Scalia would tiebreak like 2000 and put Trump in so he conveniently died. That was the message. But good people in our intelligence agencies, and by the way, the majority of them are awake and some of the best folks we've got, including inside the CIA, are saying no to all this. And I reached out to some of my contacts. I'm just going to leave it at that. They said, this is not the main CIA. And I've checked with two contacts on that, and this is not what's happening. And folks have learned I've got my contacts. I mean, I told you 3 weeks ago with me, Mitt Romney. I told you last week it's going to be Rex Tillerson. You now see a Secretary of State. Not blowing smoke here, folks.
All right, fact, ladies and gentlemen, I am now in studio. Got in late working on intel, sent in that file. They got it up on air. We'll be back with all the details.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And I'm launching a new countdown in the next 39 days until Friday, January 20th. We'll be there in D.C. covering the whole event in the streets. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alan Jones, your host. I want to break down the historical context of what's happening. I want to go over the evidence of it, but here's the bottom line. A lot of times when there's already been a coup inside a country by special interest or outside foreign interest, they will go after the nationalists that are exposing their coup by claiming they're working for an outside plot. And that's now been done by the Democratic Party and the Republican establishment. They've been saying for over a year that Donald Trump is a Russian operative. They've been saying Julian Assange is a Russian operative. They've been saying Farage of UKIP is a Russian operative. They've been saying, I'm a Russian operative. On Thursday, on Fox News, a congressman was on the show, and a Democratic congressman, we played the clip Friday, and accused Tucker Carlson of actually being a Russian agent with a straight face. Of course, Carlson's dad was a big anti-communist, ran Voice of America, and I'll assure you the guy running the Voice of America wasn't just with the Voice of America. So they are now accusing the sons of famous anti-communists in secret operations of working for the Russians. This is the level we have now reached of absolute absurd garbage. Now, why are they doing that? That triggers continuity of government and emergency plan systems that allow, according to this bureaucracy that's hijacked us, this multinational bureaucracy, to imprison, kill whoever they want, to take over the media, you name it. And bipartisanly, they've passed a bill through the Senate, was in the House last week, to engage in domestic propaganda and the targeting of what they call domestic propaganda and the shutting down of what they call domestic propaganda. So the Republican establishment, before Trump even gets in, is moving with the Democrats to have a coup d'etat against the legal, lawful election of the American people. Robert Baer, a big leftist with the CIA, we've interviewed him before. The movie Syriana, with, you know, another fiction, was made about how cool he is. Total disinformation, in my view. He comes out and says we need to have a new election. Donald Trump stole it with the Russians. Now, remember, Hillary, with Jill Stein, her front woman, had a recount. In every state they had the recount, hundreds of thousands of votes had been stolen from Trump. He picked up hundreds of thousands. I haven't checked since Friday. It was a couple hundred thousand in Wisconsin, over 100,000 in Michigan. They're going as slow as they can to then say, oh, we never got it done by the 19th. which is only 8 days away, to then say, oh, Trump doesn't get his electoral college votes. They now have not one but two electors saying they're not going to transfer in one state the 15 electors to Trump and another state as well. So they're trying to delegitimize while Trump's up there working, making hundreds of calls a day to world leaders, getting $50 billion brought in from Japan next year in robotics and other science advances, $10 billion being announced coming back to steel mills, Carrier staying. They are busy while the stock market gained $1 trillion the last month. While all this is happening, they're busy trying to sabotage. The Federal Reserve has announced Trump has said he wants to keep interest rates low to spur the economy. He actually agreed with that policy. But because he's brought in this exuberance and this confidence, they're saying, oh, we're about to raise them big time to try to drive the market down and blame him. I'm saying they should be raised moderately. They're talking about big raises. We need a balance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unprecedented. I have all these clips. Now, I started telling people last week, and I told my sources and people high up, I said, I'm looking at the arrogance. I'm looking at Michael Moore, who knew that Trump was way ahead in all the polls internally, who said, you watch, Trump's going to win in a landslide, because you can't steal a landslide. It's very hard to do. A tsunami, you'll block most of it, but still some of the wave slaps over and you win. I said, you watch. They're putting all of this in question. They're readying the rioter forces. They've doubled the money they're giving to Black Lives Matter and other liberation theology groups for destabilization. And I said, you watch. They're going to just continue to push. They're going to have these electors stay because of conscience. They can't follow voters of their states with the electoral numbers that he brings from each state. And they're going to double down and say that Trump's a Russian agent. Now, just last Wednesday, the Washington Post had to retract a big article claiming that alt-right media and independent media was being run by the Russians. They said, our report has no proof, no facts. So that crumbled. Then on Friday, a secret CIA report from the usual suspect, Barack Obama, comes out. Now, the CIA has hundreds of thousands of employees, millions more operatives. It's just a huge, sprawling, un-American bureaucracy set up out of the British OSS in 1947. And Harry Truman said, I never should have done it. Should be torn into pieces. Kennedy said as well, if any group is engaged in globalist coups in this country and is behind more anti-American activities, it is the Central Intelligence Agency. They helped put Mao Zedong into power in 49. That's been declassified. They even have the former CIA section chief. He's dead now, but in his 90s, a decade ago, giving interviews to the History Channel admitting it. So Donald Trump's rejected this as pure fraud. Of course it's pure fraud. They're now saying Merkel's losing her election because of the Russians. No, because she opened the borders up and brought in 2 million jihadis and raised taxes, and the country's falling apart. Iceland pulled out of the globalist system because they were raping them politically. The UK did. UKIP was started 25 years ago because the euro was unelected. Nothing to do with Russia. It was still the Soviet Union then. But see, you're not allowed to kick the globalists out. No, no, no. They're the foreign power, but they're going to tell you, no, 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 no. We're not the foreign power. We're protecting the media and everything and the elections from the Ruskies. And so we've got to take all of your freedoms now. This is so incredible. And then the next part. When they begin to trigger something like this, the same CIA that told you there were WMDs in Iraq, the same CIA that has been declassified last year, paid for ugly art and anti-Christian art to basically destroy the morals of America. That's been declassified. The same group that pushes propaganda that families aren't good. It works for the foreign banks that are taking the country over. Does that mean everybody in the CIA is bad? No. But at the top, its mission is globalist. A coup against America, 1947, teamed up with the private Federal Reserve to capture America and use it and exploit it as an engine of global domination. Now, that said, here is the maximum alert. I've never put an alert out this strong. This is the maximum alert. We've had a lot of alerts over the years, and you take action, you spread the word, Congress listens, the media picks it up, and we have a big effect, and it turns the tide. I warned of them trying to steal the nomination from Trump. I warned before that they try to steal the delegates. I warned they try to steal it on Election Day, and Bev Harris, top election fraud expert, who is a liberal, concurs that Hillary sold at least five states. Now the recounts show the ones that Trump won. He won much, much more massively than they first thought. Oh, you know, before your margin's only 50,000. Now it's 250,000. Oh, here your margin's 30,000. Now it's even more. This is devastating. They're panicking on every front. They're hitting him with everything they've got. They're trying to steal this from us because they know he turns the prosperity back on. It was artificial to shut down our prosperity. That automatically massive jobs will flow back in. They've got a dam of higher corporate income taxes and regulations and garbage, all one-sided, as an admitted plan to deindustrialize us. New York Times doesn't even tell you that the recount's ongoing, but Trump's win to reverse it is unlikely. Oh, give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. So now they've got Bob Baer, the darling of the leftist arm of the CIA, out saying, looks like Trump stole this. We got to have a new election right now. That is CNN, one of the biggest media conglomerates in the world, full of CIA people. Like that billionaire Anderson Cooper, and I'm not against the fact he's a billionaire, but he's a class warfare guy who never talks about all of his untold wealth. And they are up there thinking they're going to defeat this country and crush this country. Now, the big news, when we come back, I've set the table. But the big maximum alert is they wouldn't be already this bold if they weren't planning and seriously looking at assassinating Trump and using the cover of claiming he's a Russian agent. So get ready, folks. I'm telling you, they got the teams ready. They're trying to figure out how they get away with killing Donald Trump right now. You heard it here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
The Russians, it looks like to me, did interfere in our elections. We'll never be able to decide whether they changed the outcome. But I tell you, having worked in the CIA, if we had been caught interfering in European elections or Asian elections or anywhere in the world, those countries would call for new elections, and any democracy would. And I don't see it any other way. I mean, the Electoral College before the 19th has got to know whether the Russians had an effect, whether they went to WikiLeaks, whether they hacked email, and whether they affected American opinion. And they had a good reason not to go after Hillary Clinton. Putin hates her for the Ukraine.
Bob, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying we should have another election? How would that work? Is that plausible?
When a foreign country interferes in your election and the outcome is in doubt and legitimacy of the government, I don't know how it worked constitutionally. I'm not a lawyer, constitutional lawyer, but I'm deeply disturbed by the fact that the Russians interfered, and I would like to see the evidence, because if the evidence is there, I don't see any other way than to vote again. I mean, as an American citizen.
Maybe if there's evidence of anthrax and mobile weapons trucks in Iraq, we should invade again. Or maybe if Kennedy gets his head blown off and the CIA tells us they didn't do it, we should believe them. The CIA are trained known liars at the level of Bob Baer. And they work for the president, supposedly. And so they're still working for Obama. So here comes a leftist darling of Hollywood that they make movies about telling us that the Russians stole it. We should have new elections, but he wants to see the proof. So let's talk about facts. There weren't 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people at these rallies, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them for Trump, but Hillary on average had 300 people. There weren't big lines of people around the block in exit polls saying they were going for Trump, but in some states he still lost. Oh, the recounts in a bunch of states Jill Stein put on for Hillary. What'd that do? It added more votes to Trump, like you said. Got all these Democratic states admitting they're recruiting illegals to vote. Project Veritas got them on tape admitting it, but they're in the newspapers saying illegals should be able to vote. Then they play this mind game going, that's crazy racism. Nobody wants illegals to vote. No, you just passed it in 7 legislatures the last year. That's right, they passed it in a bunch of states to have illegals vote. But they tell you, no such thing's going on. Now, the laws never got past the governor because the governor goes, I want to do this, but federal law says I can't. Yeah, exactly. That's how mutinous these globalists are. They have hijacked the nation. They've taken it over. And then Bob Baer and all these other operatives and analysts are all over the news. Yeah, there's Bloomberg. Some cities want their non-citizen immigrants to vote. That's Bloomberg. Just search engine. Illinois passes out of the House bill to allow anyone who's in the U.S. to vote. They don't even call them illegals. Just non-citizens to vote. California passed it out of its House and 5 other states. But, oh, there's no illegals voting. But listen, I'm digressing. Let me explain. I've studied history. You look at coup d'etats like the one they just had that they tried in Turkey that was then failed a few months ago. You see how third world countries are having them all the time. Germany's had them. Russia's had them. Look what happened with Yeltsin and Gorbachev. This is normal in history, especially when there's a big election that throws the party of power out. They thought they were going to win. They tried to steal it. It blew up in their face. And now they have a recount. Doesn't work. They try to get the electors to say that they're not going to go for Trump. But, you see, there's not popular support for that. That will blow up in their face. So they've got to now float, he's a Russian operative, to create the illusion that, okay, it's okay that electors are going to stand up on the 19th in Congress and say, I'm not representing the votes of my state. I'm not representing those Electoral College numbers. I'm not bringing, say, the 15 Electoral College votes from this state or that state or the 30 of this state. I am going to just forfeit them. That's what they're going to say. They're already saying, we're not going to go to Hillary. We're just going to forfeit it. Well, if you take them away from Trump, then what are they going to say? Well, I guess bring Hillary back. She's back in. That's how crazy they are. And Trump, until 2 weeks ago, was like, that's ridiculous. They'll never get away with that. But they noticed he had to come out and say, wait a minute, a bunch of illegals voted, too. I really won the popular vote, which he clearly did. Now with the recount, it proves it. They're trying to undermine. But let me tell you something. They wouldn't have Mr. Bear crawling out from under a rock with his little sweetsy, believable little puppy dog face. Oh, my goodness. We better have a new election. I'm just a nice little man over here. My job's overthrowing elected governments. Oh, gee, we better do something. I'm wearing my little CIA, you know, windbreaker, non-threatening little jacket here. I'm a nice little man. The good news is the entire military, I mean like 90% is awake. The FBI is awake. Most of the people in the 15 different intelligence agencies are awake. And most importantly, the HUMET is awake, the American people. And the open source knowledge is that we know we have criminal liars. But it gets more powerful than that. Mika Brzezinski, to her credit, daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the most evil modern men that's still alive, one of the most evil living people, in my view, total globalist. She came out and admitted, look, and so did Scarborough, look, Hillary didn't lose because of fake news. She lost because of her record. And we were mildly critical of her. We had the Clintons call up and put pressure on our bosses, basically threatening to fire us. I have that clip. I'm going to play it after the break. But you think about that. That's up on Infowars.com. In an article titled, Fake News Isn't What Determined Election, Morning Joe. That's a powerful headline, but it should be Morning Joe host. Clinton put pressure on us to shut us up, or Clinton censored us. I mean, that is huge. That's in all the WikiLeaks. That's in the WikiLeaks, from everything from Comedy Central to MSNBC to CNBC to CNN to CBS. They fired reporters at CBS that exposed. Fast and furious. So here's the big news. A lot of data goes into this, but they are trying to put this out and put out the secret intelligence report to pass around to foreign governments, because when you kill a head of state or you carry out a terror attack on your own soil as a false flag, you generally use foreign intelligence agencies to have total plausible deniability, compartmentalization, or private mercenary groups. And I can tell you, looking at the constellation of data, just like I did 2 months before 9/11, when I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset, Bin Laden, and bring in a tyranny and launch a bunch of wars, I can tell you, looking at all the data, that they are going to come out and basically foment ideology and ideas and propaganda to try to get lone nuts to try to kill Trump. And that's all over the news, for everything from Newsweek to Time to the New York Times, the LA Times, to you name it, saying somebody needs to kill Trump, kill Trump. They had one guy go with a gun and try to kill him, admittedly, and a lot of other scares. And so understand, our country's under attack by a lot of multinational interests that have their own former military people, their own spooks, their own spies, their own operatives. They're pissed that America's coming back, that they're not going to get to run us in the ground and sell us out anymore. They're upset about the prosperity message. It's the opposite of the globalist message of austerity. They believe they're undefeated. They believe they can take Trump out, and they are really scared right now because, in the words of Fox News host Mr. Williams, we're already seeing what I'm calling, what he's calling, what others are calling beyond the Trump effect. We're calling it the Trump way. And he's already acting more presidential than Obama. He's already done more in 30-something days as president-elect than Obama did in 8 years. And they're not going to let him get into office if they have their way. They are, I guarantee you, developing the hit teams right now with the weird claim that it was an illegitimate election, there's been a Russian coup to kill Donald Trump. I know they're planning it.
In case you haven't heard, InfoWars has become the most influential media outlet in America. We're making freedom go viral. And now we are proud to announce a new weapon in the epic battle against the globalists. InfoWars.
InfoWars Prime, where you can watch live, high-definition feeds of The Alex Jones Show, plus exclusive insider videos from the InfoWars crew and behind-the-scenes action. Go to InfoWars.com/app and download today. InfoWars Prime is available right now for your iPhone or Android. You will have access to exclusive videos that you can't see anywhere else. That means live coverage of events and breaking news on location as it happens. You can also take advantage of amazing deals from the InfoWars store that are only available for InfoWars Prime subscribers. That's InfoWars Prime at InfoWars.com/app. If you can hear my voice, you are the resistance.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we have the WikiLeaks, and it's hundreds of thousands of emails, thousands of them, everything from Comedy Central to CNN to CBS News, being directed by the White House. And then we have Mika Brzezinski coming out last Friday and saying, look, when we would criticize Hillary, she would put pressure on our bosses, and they'd basically threaten to fire us. So the pressure's there. We have multinational banks coming in, looting the country, getting rid of our sovereignty. All over the world, people are pulling out of the New World Order, from Russia to the UK to Iceland to Italy. Just said, we don't want to have the EU get rid of what rights we have left and put an EU army inside our country. The EU saying, oh, you want to pull out? We're going to send the military in. This is so crazy. And instead of backing off, it's all over the news. Oh, we had recounts. Oh, we gained hundreds of thousands of votes. Well, forget that. We've got electors that are saying that they're not going to go for Trump on the 19th. And now Bob Baer and others, super liberal from the CIA, involved in their nastiest stuff, in my view. I mean, he admits it. Torture, you name it. Assassinations, disinfo. This guy, the CIA, that's been ruling our country since 1947, running coups against our nation, is telling the American people, we got some secret data that the Ruskies run this. And Rex Tillerson, why, the head of ExxonMobil, why, he's a Ruski agent because he drilled in Russia. Yeah, and he drilled in hundreds of other countries, too. Is he a Mexican agent? Is he a Venezuelan agent? Is he a Portuguese agent? Is he a Japanese agent? Is he a Scottish agent? He's drilling a bunch off Scotland. This is the level of the globalists who have taken our country over. They're the outsiders. They're telling voters, you didn't vote for Trump. You're under Russian mind control. And I'm telling you, and I've run this up the flagpole to a lot of smart people. They're working for Obama. They'll do what Obama says. And if they're already saying he basically is a Russian agent, then in the continuity of government, COG, that means they're looking at assassinating Donald Trump. I've studied this deeply. It means they'll go to any ends. They're on TV with high-level former CIA people saying we got to have a new election. This is an open attempt to overthrow our election in our country. They're the ones that need to be seriously investigated. And let me tell you something. You saw the Army-Navy game? And we're going to Roger Stone here until about 10 minutes, 15 minutes to the next hour. And he's not doing a lot of interviews right now because he's busy writing his book that we know is going to be a bestseller. But I tell you, this fight isn't over, folks. I've been telling you that day one. We're 39 days out. But here's the clip of Baer. And he goes on and on and on. We played the full clip earlier, but here's the shorter part, saying we need to go ahead and have a new election. This is on CNN, and this is all over the newspapers today. Here it is.
The Russians, it looks like to me, did interfere in our elections. We'll never be able to decide whether they changed the outcome. But I tell you, having worked in the CIA, if we had been caught interfering in European elections or Asian elections or anywhere in the world, those countries would call for new elections, and any democracy would. And I don't see it any other way. I mean, the Electoral College before the 19th has got to know whether the Russians had an effect, whether they went to WikiLeaks, whether they hacked email, and whether they affected American opinion.
And they go on to repeat it three or four more times, the full clips on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But here's what I'm getting at. They're bringing in web censorship. That bill passed the Senate today to set up a new bureau run by the CIA and the State Department to shut people down. They're already censoring us on Reddit, Google Chrome. EU ordered us banned on Monday. By Wednesday, we were being blocked in the Eurozone. It's not even news. The story's up on InfoWars.com. Look at DrudgeReport.com. Then we're going to Roger Stone. The Russians did it. Weapons of disinformation. So don't forget what was in the WikiLeaks. The Russians gave the material, which they didn't. It was U.S. intelligence, we now know, mainly. It's a lot of groups. So we've got to give it to Hillary. You know, I'm almost glad they're doing this because it's so arrogant. It's so naked. It's so crazy. I want to play one more short clip. Then go to Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. Joining us from New York. He's been taking a lot of time at Trump Tower lately, but loose lips sink ships, as they say. With Mika Brzezinski finally telling the truth, here it is.
I was concerned the campaign was not understanding that perhaps there was an arrogance that needed to sort of get up their high horse and understand that this isn't over. I'll just say it. NBC got a call from the campaign. Like, I had done something that was journalistically inappropriate or something and needed to be pulled off the air. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
That's just...
That's crazy.
That's shooting the wrong messenger.
And they go on to admit Hillary, Joe says, lost the election because of Hillary, not fake news. They're the fake news. They're the WMD liars. They got caught last week saying Trump and his crowd booed John Glenn when they said, oh, John Glenn died. What a hero. And they went, oh, that's now a boo. Or Fox got caught having a Christmas party at Trump Tower. Total lie. Or fake quotes they put out on the web. It's on InfoWars.com right now. A new story about it. Fake quotes of Trump saying he hates his constituents. These people aren't going to turn loose. So joining us is Roger Stone. Roger, you know, you've been in the Nixon White House. You've been in a lot of White Houses. I mean, we know the CIA was heavily involved in killing Kennedy. They were probably involved with the whole thing with Reagan. This is a government within a government. To have them openly telling us about legitimate government when their job is overthrowing elected governments, this is very creepy. And I'm telling you, they're getting ready to move against Trump. Thank God he's put in the Trump effect and the Trump way and is already the commander-in-chief, according to many, and already turning things around. If they kill him, he's going to be a martyr. But I don't think we're being incendiary or fear-mongering here. I mean, this is real.
Yeah, this is the last desperate grasp at power by the establishment who see them losing control. And this entire narrative of the Russians hacking the elections, we still have no proof. Yesterday, the New York Times says with bated breath that that's the case. And Congressman McCall from Texas first reiterates the Times claim. When I checked with his spokesman, he's acting on the basis of a briefing from the CIA. He sees no proof. No member of the Senate or House intelligence committees on the Republican side. So this is a harangue. Now, the CIA has a decades-long history of lying about everything, whether it is Benghazi or whether it's the Kennedy assassination. So why would we believe them? They are merely taking the Clinton campaign talking points and recycling them yet again as the last pretext to deny Donald Trump the office of president. I don't think this is going to work. I think the effort in the Electoral College, while he may drop a few votes, he will still resoundingly be seated. And this nonsense will be over on January 20th. And then he can launch a real investigation into our intelligence community and see why they're lying about this.
I was about to say, he's played nice and said, let's all be friends. And then they've stabbed him in the back at every front, contesting the election, going after him, lying about him. They've only dug in. So it's not vindictiveness. I mean, it's not an off-the-record talk. I told him weeks ago, I said, you've got to go after the criminals, sir. They're never going to back off. If they claim there's a deal, they're going to stab you in the back the next day. And look what they're doing.
Well, and as he said today, the claim that the Russians controlled or hacked or affected the election is, I'll use his word, ridiculous. Yesterday, he pointed out that they have lied about weapons of mass destruction. Why would we believe the CIA? Why would we believe the political appointees of Barack Obama?
I was about to say, these are the political leftist known minions of that whole wing of the CIA, and they're admittedly the biggest liars on the earth and serve Obama and Hillary still.
Well, and frankly, the president-elect is focused on forming a government. I think he regards this as so much background noise. Put out a very good statement on it yesterday. Went out to the press today. In the meantime, Alex, I think I can report with some confidence that the candidacy of Mitt Romney for Secretary of State is dead. And I fully expect the president-elect to appoint Rex Tillerson as the next Secretary of State.
And by the way, we're going to come back and really break all this down. But Roger, I love how you say you can report this now. And I guess we can't say when you knew you could really report this.
Well, I really can't without betraying confidences. But I've now had enough conversations with people in a position to know that indicate that is where the president is headed.
And it's safe to say Romney was being played with like a cat and a mouse.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, torture.
Stay there. I want to come back and talk about this.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
And it's our hope to reverse that course.
Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on for your mind. I'm Alex Jones. We're 39 days out from the inauguration. I told you they'd try to have recounts. They don't care. They got hundreds of thousands more votes for Trump than they just did a few states. I told you. They are in hysteria. Okay? I have a bodyguard now. Okay? Former military, patriot. Blackwater, whole nine yards. I mean, the real deal. And we were on the hike and bike trail this morning and, you know, had a guy come up and get in my face, and a big guy, and say, why are you against world government? It's the right thing. It's the thing to do. You need to support it. And really get in my face, which is shaking. World government. It's the right thing. It's good. It's good. He's like a cult member. He's like a big guy, you know, in good shape. He ran up the big hill passes, then lapped around, came back down. He laughs at me and then turns around in my face. I've had people threaten me, you name it. They've gone into a total mental illness. I'm the liberal. I'm a libertarian. I want low taxes. Live how you want. Do what you want. Leave me alone. I'm not telling you, how to talk and what to do like Hillary and the globalists and Merkel. I don't like Islamists enslaving women, but the left's all allied with them. It's bizarre. And then they're on the news. It's in my local paper. It's in the New York Times. You know, we need a new election. The Russians, the Russians. Give me a break. The Russians kicked the same globalist oligarchs out of their country, so they're nationalist. They have the same view as the patriots of this country. But all over the world this is happening. And Roger Stone is bringing up the really big issues here. You know, I understand the POTUS 45 is confident. He's an honorable, tough guy. But I'm telling you, man, they mean business. They know their whole world government's going down. The new renaissance is here if Trump gets in. And next hour we're going to talk about a two-front war. Because I'm having to deal with not so much my listeners, but some of the other libertarians and patriots and other folks that see who he's appointing and really don't get the full history of what's happening and the fact that Trump's already delivering, but he's getting key people from corporations that are in the power structure but actually agree with him, like Rex Tillerson, who was forced to stop financing the whole anti-global warming movement. He was forced to, quote, tacitly get on board or be removed from Standard Oil's chairmanship, which is ExxonMobil. He took ExxonMobil away from the Rockefellers in 2006. That's coming up next hour. But Roger Stone, I want to give you the floor, my friend. Let's repeat what you said, because that's a bombshell. And I want to use it for a promo, quite frankly. Because, I mean, weeks ago I knew about this, obviously, from sources. And then I talked to you about it. You said, yeah, that's pretty dead on, but I wouldn't go there yet. So we've sat back. We've waited. People were all mad about the Romney thing. So go over what Trump was really doing.
Yeah, Alex, in retrospect, I now realize that President-elect Trump was toying with Mitt Romney. Let's not forget that Mitt Romney called him a con man, a fraud, and a phony. That crosses a certain line. It's one thing to oppose Trump's election. That's fair enough. Maybe say, in your view, he's unqualified. But that kind of name-calling is beneath contempt. And Trump is not a guy who forgets. So, in retrospect, I now realize that he was diddling the guy. And someone very close to the president-elect told me that Romney's tongue was hanging out, that he kept calling Trump Tower repeatedly. My sources tell me that the president-elect told Mitt Romney that in order to be considered for Secretary of State, he would have to issue a public apology for the names he called Donald Trump. Something he declined to do. So instead he went out and had this presser where he said, well, say anything you want about Donald Trump, he was able to do the one thing I was not able to do, get elected. Nice, but not what was required. So I think the Romney candidacy is dead. I think Tillerson is an excellent choice. Actually, I think his skirmish with the Rockefellers is what first brought him to Trump's attention some time ago. He has that same confidence and that same can-do spirit that Trump has. And I think he'll be totally loyal to the president, which is the most important quality for a secretary of state.
And let's be clear. I mean, Rex Tillerson started as a on-the-line oil field engineer and moved up to the head of what some years is the biggest corporation in the world, number five right now. Reportedly, he is the most magnetic salesman anybody's seen and has gotten Exxon into countries and Mobil into countries nobody else can. That's how he went right to the top, is because he's such an incredible diplomat and negotiator. Oil companies have to be able to do things nobody else can do. This shows pure genius, in my view, by Trump.
Well, the most of the criticism I've seen today is, well, he doesn't know anything about foreign policy. Well, Alex, the people who have been running our foreign policy for 30 years know all about it. They're trained for it. How are they doing?
Horribly.
Not too well. So there's no secret here. Jim Baker, regardless of whether you agree with his positions, he was a lawyer in Houston with no particular expertise in foreign policy. Yet I think he was an effective Secretary of State for the policies of the Bush
administration. Well, he was devastating. I mean, everything went his way.
So, look, this is a question of putting in a strong, capable man who has a direct line to the president. Doesn't have to go through the national security.
And Trump's not stupid. He knows the best salesman in the world, other than maybe him, it's a well-known thing in the corporate world, are, for whatever reason, Texans. They head up more corporations. It's just people love Texans.
Well, I think this is a very shrewd choice. In fact, I think all of his choices thus far have been shrewd choices. There's some other people that I might have put in some of these slots, but I'm not going to second-guess the president-elect. I think he's doing great so far.
Because the proof's in the pudding. Let's talk about what he's done. Let's talk about what he's done so far.
Well, he is, first of all, the Mexicans and the Canadians are both ready to renegotiate NAFTA. That's not bad right there. He's not even in power yet, and they're ready to sit at the table and cut a new deal, which is, I think, one of the centerpieces of his strategy. By putting Steve Mnuchin and now Gary Cohn in charge of economic policy, I think you're going to see the Trump economic proposal that he put out during the campaign actually enacted. How rare a politician, or in this case, an elected official, who actually does what they say they're going to do. I know Larry Kudlow was over at Trump Tower the other day for a private conference. I think that's great news because Kudlow is a real advocate for economic growth and for cutting the corporate tax rate, which is maybe the single most important thing Trump can do to move this economy forward.
Well, I mean, Trump is assembling a dream team. Already $10 billion in steel jobs confirmed coming back. $50 billion at least in the first year of super high-tech jobs from SoftBank and Mr. Sun, who just loves Trump. Continuing, 85% of the 1,400 jobs lost coming back to Carrier. Now, multiple Ford plants. The head of Ford says he'll bring them all back if they simply make the corporate income tax the global average. I mean, this is incredible. The stock market's added $1 trillion in 1 month.
Plus his public objection to the multi-billion dollar price of the new Air Force One, which will not even be ready in time for him to use. He'll never fly in it. But he looked at the price tag and said, this is too much. Now Boeing executives are going to work with him to try to get the price down. We're actually going to get economy in government for the first time in my lifetime, probably for the first time since Calvin Coolidge was president.
It's unbelievable. I want to come back in the next two segments with you, Roger. And before you leave, talk about your amazing book, because I've had a few first looks at some of the chapters. Incredible. Talk about Inside. And I don't know if you can get into details, but you've gotten tacit approval from somebody pretty high up to be able to do this. But this is pretty amazing, the access and everything. Because you play down, you know, your role. But, I mean, the truth is you've been very, very central as let's just say, as one of the top brains up there.
Well, look, all credit goes to Donald Trump. At the end of the day, I'm going to show you in this book how it is his intelligence, his instincts, his courage, and his guile that got him elected. In many ways, he got elected despite his campaign. He left the campaign behind.
That's right.
He had a guerrilla grassroots campaign. It was great. But when you come right down to it, it was Trump, the communicator, who beat Hillary Clinton.
That's right. And you know, here's my frustration on the two-front war. And I'm going to have David Knight in here to debate this tomorrow. He's back from vacation, I'm not sure. I love David. Super smart guy. Totally honorable. I love having a co-host like that that is as smart as I am or smarter when it comes to factoids. He was tweeting last night. Oh, Rex Tillerson was for a carbon tax. You know, he was for the whole treaty over in Paris last year. They almost removed him because he was the guy behind fighting it. And then he had to hold on. And now Trump says it's a bunch of bull. And you watch. I will punch myself in the nose on air. Break my thing, I'm being sarcastic, but if Tillerson doesn't come out against carbon taxes, that's who he is. So I get David saying, hey, he was good, now he's bad. No, just watch, because I'm seeing Trump already with his appointments just use them to carry out his will. So we're going to come back in 70 seconds to talk to Roger Stone about that. His book is already in pre-sale. We'll tell you about that when we come back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. They're censoring the site big time, so spread that link, folks.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.